We're back from World Championships, and it was awesome. Let's get the show started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, students and instructors, masters, senior masters, chief masters, grandmasters, thank you for joining us for the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 21. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host. We have returned from ATA World Championships. This has been such an amazing time, and we want to recap a little bit of it today, but throughout the episode, we're going to do a couple of interviews we did at World Championships with some of our listeners, and please forgive them for any little miscommunications or whatever, because I ambushed most of these people to interview them. So let's get started right away.
Listener feedback.
Okay, ATA Nation, we're here with some of our insiders. Give us your name and where you guys are from.
We are from Charlotte, North Carolina, and my name is Shankaran Jayakumaran.
My name is Sampada Shankaran.
And you guys, North Carolina, you said?
Yes, sir.
You guys, who's your instructor?
My instructor is Mrs. Melinda Cordy, okay. And we have our own school in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Fantastic. You guys have any other students here at the event?
Not at this time, sir.
Yeah, it's a long way from North Carolina. The same for us. And did you both compete this weekend so far?
I did, sir, but you my did? Dad did not.
No? Dad didn't. Okay, maybe next year?
Yes, sir.
We'll see.
I will.
Have you guys been to World Championships before?
Sir.
Many times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to ask some people, what about, do you remember your first World Championships?
Yes, sir, I do. Yeah? It was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that time I was competing in, as a first degree black belt from 30 to 39 years old division, and I got placed in my weapons, so that qualified me for the TOC.
TOC?
Yes,
nice, good deal, awesome. And anybody compete TOC this weekend?
My wife, sir.
Your wife did? Yeah. Excellent, how she did?
She did better. She did good.
Yeah?
She did competed in sparring and combat.
Very good. What do you guys think of Arizona?
It's great.
Yeah. You don't mind the, it's only, today it's 97, double digits. I mean, it's been darn right cold outside, I think.
Yeah? We are from India, so we got used to it.
Yeah, there you go. You guys are good. Ma'am, how was your competition today?
It was great. I think I did pretty well, but I did not place.
No, I didn't place. You had a good time, though?
Yes, sir.
Good competitors in there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? What's been your favorite part of Worlds this year?
Probably the people, just meeting new people and making friends.
That's ATA Nation, just hanging out with people. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all been stuck in our own schools for the last year and haven't got to see everybody, so awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming and letting me interview you a little bit. Anything you're looking forward to in the new, I mean, it's not really the beginning of a new tournament season. We're kind of like halfway in the middle of one, but you guys got any big goals for next Worlds?
Yes, sir. Actually, I have two teams. I've created a team ID for them.
Nice.
So we will be having two black belt teams in next World.
Excellent. Are you on one of the teams, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is combat or regular sparring your favorite? Would you have a favorite?
Combat sparring.
Combat. Is it close? Like you just like to hit people no matter what?
Yes, sir.
Good plan. You're in the right sport then. If you just like to hit people, that's what we like to hear.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you guys, and thanks for being part of ATA Nation.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
As you can see, these guys had a great time at World Championships. If you were not there, you missed out on an amazing event. The facilities were beautiful. Location was great. I could just walk like half a block every day to my judging assignments and whatnot. Never had to squeeze through any aisles. That was, I think, my favorite part of the location. I didn't have to squeeze through all those aisles like we do at the convention center at World Championships. So that was awesome. Hey, looks like we've got another interview here. Hold on. Okay, ATA Nation, we're here with Mrs. Carmen Hoffelmeyer. How are you, ma'am?
I'm
absolutely fabulous.
And thank you. Did you maybe compete in the TOC this weekend?
I did. I earned third place in forms, sparring, and weapons.
Nice.
And third place in team sparring.
Team sparring as well.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good. And anything else exciting this weekend that you did?
Well, I did test for my fifth degree, and fingers crossed, I hope I passed.
I heard your board breaks were fantastic.
You know, that twist kick.
I love that twist kick. I saw that
it
video.
It impresses
like,
everybody.
Awesome.
It
yeah.
does.
What do you think about Little Rock, or about Worlds here in Arizona?
Arizona, you know what? The space, I love it. It's huge in here. Plenty of space. It reminds me of Vegas.
Of Vegas.
It's
better located than Vegas, though. You don't
Very
have to
much.
Go somewhere weird. I like just walk down the street and you're here.
Very much. I mean, I walk across the street from our room,
yeah.
so we're good.
I love that I have yet to have to squeeze through aisles with people here. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Did you do any training this week while you're here?
I tested.
You did some. You did some. You did some pool training. I saw.
I was at the pool.
Yep.
Got plenty of sun. I got
vitamin B training.
I got my podium colors.
Yes, gotta get that done. And ready for testing and everything. And are you competing tomorrow? Or yeah, tomorrow for anything?
Yes, I'm competing in all of the traditional, and this year I'm gonna start competing in creative weapons.
Oh!
So I'm excited about that.
What weapon are you doing?
I'm doing the Jipong E.
Oh,
it's a fancy one,
I'm
too.
I'm excited about that. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming to Worlds, and we look forward to hearing how this season turns out for you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
What a great event. Some of the training that I got to take was the color belt Jongbong curriculum, brand new thing introduced as ATA headquarters is coming out with these color belt curriculum for weapons. And these are going to be part of the tournament process in the 2023 tournament season. I got to participate in the combat Bongmongi training, which introduced some new class planners, a systemized way of teaching our students great combat Bongmongi skills. Man, I got to go to opening ceremonies, and I was lucky enough to get to sit up front with all the masters. And man, did you see that table? Just so many masters, senior masters, chief masters, grandmasters. It was huge. We got to have the tournament of champions, the parade of champions, which we haven't had for years. And it was amazing to see everybody who placed first, second, or third walk across that stage. So excited for their accomplishments. Get to kind of show off to their friends back home because it was live streamed on Facebook. If you weren't able to watch it, you should go back to the ATA Facebook page and check that out. Also, they did the awards. You know, people introduced to the ATA, inducted into the ATA Hall of Fame, Chief Master Thor and Chief Master Stevens. Amazing accomplishment for them. A lot of other awards were given out, which were super cool, as well as nominations, invitations for a couple of individuals to become ninth degrees at next year's World Championships, which is super cool. We're going to have Grandmaster Caruso on a future episode to kind of talk about that process and how you can now set your goal from white belt all the way to Grandmaster. He's agreed to come on the podcast with us soon. So, amazing. Now, I did also get an opportunity to interview Nolan the Ninja.
ATA Nation, we are here with the one, the only, Nolan the Ninja. How's your World Championships been?
It's been amazing.
Yeah? Have you, I see you, you have a little bling here around your neck. What do you got here, sir?
I have a second place in traditional forms. I mean, traditional extreme forms.
Extreme forms.
And then second place in extreme, first place in extreme weapons, and second place in traditional weapons.
Wow, that's fantastic. Way to go, man.
Thank you.
What do you think about Worlds here in Arkansas? Or not Arkansas. I do this every time. I've been to Arkansas only for a couple years, and so I keep saying Arkansas. Arizona, how do you like it here?
It's been really cool. We got to see a lot of new places and a lot of new people, and this convention center is huge.
I love love this convention center. It is so great. Like, I don't run into anyone down the aisles when I'm going through. It's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part of being here? That's hard, I know.
There's a lot of things. Yeah. Probably getting to meet new people and getting to see everyone and watch everybody compete. And Tournament of Champions was super cool.
That was super cool. So, got some goals to be in the Tournament of Champions soon, I bet, don't you?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It'd be awesome to see you walking up there.
Yes, sir.
It's very cool. So, anything else for ATA Nation that you want to say to them? Anything you'd like to say to ATA Nation?
Well, good luck on upcoming tournaments, and can't wait to, see you guys on the next podcast.
Excellent. Nolan the Ninja, amazing. If you guys aren't following him on Instagram, it's like my favorite thing to check out, how Nolan's doing. And, I have one more secret question for you. Do you guys have a whole suitcase just for your red shoes?
No, sir.
No? Okay. There's a lot of red shoes going on.
We do have a pouch in our bag that's just for those.
Okay, I'm a little jealous. They're pretty awesome, okay? So, thanks for hanging out with us, Nolan.
Nolan the Ninja, great ATA ambassador. One of the things they showed off at World Championships and started to advertise online this week was that they're looking for new ATA ambassadors. So if you feel that you are someone who could be a great representative for the ATA, just like Nolan the Ninja is, you definitely want to check out the ATA's Facebook page and scroll through and see where they've got the application to become to apply to become an ATA ambassador. I hope here in the future, I know we're going to talk to some other ambassadors and have them on the podcast as well, because, man, we got some amazing people in the ATA. Not all of them are ambassadors, of course. We have amazing other people. One of those amazing people is a guest we've had on this show recently, Chief Master Cole. I got to sit down and talk with him for, it was probably about an hour. I got to talk to him about ATA history and just how great this World Championships was. It was a lot of fun to sit and catch up with him. And I know a lot of people at Worlds, that was one of their favorite things they got to do, was sit and catch up with other individuals. That they haven't seen in person. For many of us in the ATA, we go to World Championships like every single year. And so people have 10, 20, 30-year traditions of going to World Championships, and last year they missed it. And so it was just a great opportunity to see all these individuals and get to talk and hang out with the family. Got another interview from World Championships with some of the Smith family.
Okay, ATA Nation, I am here with the one, the only, Ariana Smith. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if out in ATA Nation you heard the mention of the Smith family on the ATA Nation network, but they shouted you guys out a little bit.
And yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
really awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I think for good reason. Your family, you guys do any TOC competition this week?
Yes, sir. We had a lot of TOC competition.
Yes, and I believe you might have brought something home. Is that true?
I did.
Yeah, what would that be?
I brought home a Forms World title and a Sparring World title. And I got second in combat.
Forms World title, Sparring World title, second in combat, and I believe, who was first place in combat?
My sister Isabella.
Your sister! So, the Smiths sweeping the ring there. That is fantastic. Last year, world champ in?
Sparring.
In sparring, so two-time world champ in sparring now. What do you have to say to those people who are like this? They came to their worlds this year. They were all hyped. They were excited. They didn't get world champ this year. I always tell people, like, guys, there's like 18, there's like 20 people in a ring. One person gets world champ. So, like, most people don't go home world champ.
Right.
How long have you been going? Like, what do you feel, what do you think when you don't get it? How's that?
Yeah, so I had to work 5 years to win my first world title, and I had a lot of tough losses. So I just keep pushing. I know a lot of people have worked longer than me. I mean, Alex Law, who's amazing,
worked
9 years,
he said, for his world title.
So just keep pushing. Keep coming. Have fun.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
Smart. There's another Smith. Come over here, other Smith. This is Sophia Smith. How are you doing this week, ma'am?
Doing great.
Very good. I heard your long-range bow staff, amazing form.
Yes, sir. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Too humble. It is fantastic. Very good. And you guys are both competing tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Everything. What are we competing in?
Yes, sir. I'm competing in all four traditional events and then XMA weapons.
XMA weapons. What do you do for XMA weapons?
Double Songjibang.
Double Songjibang. What about you, Miss Ariana?
I'm doing all four traditional events.
All four traditional events. She's not quite as extreme as Sophia is.
No, sir.
No. Very good. Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on these Smiths. I heard there's a rumor going out that they are looking for some team sparring championships, maybe. That might be something they're going for. I know we've got some Smith members of Team USA.
Yes, sir.
But I think some individual team stuff might be fun, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for taking the time to interview AGA Nation.
Thanks for talking to us, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, if you haven't met the Smiths, there are some great people there. They did get a shout-out on the ATA Nation Network pregame show. Master Pavlik and Senior Master Pavlik, Master Rosa, Master Jesse Isaacs, they did an amazing job with the ATA Nation Network broadcast. They did a pregame show, kind of a show in the middle of all the competition, halftime show, and then a postgame show. Again, you can catch those on the replays on the ATA Facebook page. And that was a great way to kind of keep up with the competition for those of you who were unable to be there. They also did some great like ringside broadcasts as well. I know I was judging a ring, and Master Rosa came and talked through and then watched the championship bout there, and it was a lot of fun. So if you haven't turned on notifications for the videos that ATA Nation goes live on, you need to make sure you do that on their Facebook page, because you definitely want to watch those. Ladies and gentlemen, World Championships, an amazing time. And now we're back home. Everybody is getting ready for the points to go live on atamartialarts.com. Those will be out, I think, later this week, so you can kind of see where your standings are for the tournament season that has started in January and is going all the way until April 2022. And, set that goal to be a state champion, a district champ, be in the TOC for the next tournament season. Lots of amazing things. Get your team started. Work on your extreme. I talked to Master Shank at World Championships, and he took some of the tips that we got from some amazing coaches on our podcast here. The last couple of weeks, before World Championships, we were doing those tips on training for Worlds, and he took his team and made sure they implemented some of those training tips. So this is the time, guys, setting those goals, making sure that you are training hard. Here, let me give you a tip real quick. I didn't give many tips out, but as part of my senior mastership training, I am reading some different books and doing some reports on those for headquarters, and I am diving in right now to a book called Atomic Habits. If you haven't read it, adults, you should go check it out. But I want you to consider how you view your identity, and we're working on this at our school right now, and I really want to reframe the vocabulary we use sometimes. And you know who does this amazing is Master Isaacs. He's always talking about his athletes. And I think it's so important that we as martial artists really embrace the vocabulary of being an athlete. Too often we think of ourselves as just students. And a student is a great thing, but an athlete comes with this extra confidence, this extra power. We look at Olympians and they are athletes. And so we want to continue to be students because we're always learning, we're always training, but reminding ourselves that we're athletes and start to take on that identity in your training so that you refer to yourself. Use the vocabulary of I'm an athlete, I'm a martial arts athlete. We're doing that at our school. We're starting up a little bit of a new program using A lot of the curriculum from the sparring curriculum and the combat curriculum, and really working on athlete development. And we're going to be talking about being athletes. So there's a little tip for you guys in ATA Nation. Really start to refer to yourself as an athlete. So I'm going to leave you with that tip. I don't want you guys to forget to join the Insiders. We have a lot of new Instagram followers. We've got some new Insiders. If you haven't joined the Insiders group, you just need to text me, 260-250-3975. That's 260-250-3975. Text me that you want to join the Insiders. I've got some great guests planned. We're going to have some of you from ATA Nation out there. That's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we are really getting you featured on the podcast. You, ATA Nation, on the podcast, not just instructors. So stay tuned. We're also going to have Grandmaster Crusoe on soon. It's going to be a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Insiders, you know what I didn't mention on the show today was that we have we had our licensee reception, and usually this is a kind of a sit down thing where we have some hors d'oeuvres or some you know, it's just some food, and then talk about the accomplishments of last year and the plans and things. But this year they decided to do it a little different, and we kind of had a party. They rented out this little place for us. It was very casual, and Chief Master Babbin's band was there and played live music. There was an ice cream bar, which was delicious. They had it was family friendly, so the whole family could come. And I will tell you, I am in possession of a video of Grandmaster Soon-Ho Lee rocking the hula hoop. This man is amazing. Not only is he an amazing leader, amazing martial artist, great guy, but the man can hula hoop. He's like 82, and his hula hoop game is amazing. I also have a little video of Grandmaster MK hula hooping, and just going to say, Grandmaster MK might need to work on his hula hoop game a little bit. He's going to be an amazing presiding grandmaster, but Soon-Ho definitely has him beat in the hula hoop game. So you know what? If you message me in the Insider, or that my Insider text, maybe I'll send you that video of Grandmaster. You can't post it because it's got to be secret for us, okay? But we'll see. Talk to you guys soon.